Jason Dixon, speaking of when it's your time. Oh, good segue. When it's your time.
How you like that?
Jason Dixon is the new president of Baseball Canada. Jason Dixon joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Hello, Mr. Dixon. I call you Jason. I am Mr. When I see president, it's the
Mr.
Mr. Yeah,
respect.
Goes along with
Mr.
it.
Mr.
You're supposed to show respect.
I think Jason's just fine.
You think Jason works?
Yeah, it works for me.
Jason, you know, Baseball Canada, we've talked a little bit about this. Well, actually, we've talked about it a lot in this show. You know, Baseball Canada as an organization has, I mean, it's really had kind of a family feel to it. You know, I was at the Pitch Talks function in Peterborough the other day. Pete Orr was there, and we were talking about how so many of the major leaguers, ex-major leaguers, guys who are on the cusp of the majors, how they've always kind of answered the call for Baseball Canada, whether it's to play in tournaments or in some cases, as you well know, guys, especially when the Olympic funding was an issue, guys cut checks to help keep this thing functioning, to help Greg Hamilton continue to do his good work. Taking over as president of this team, what is your number one priority?
Well, I think you've kind of said it. You know, we've got a pretty good thing going right now, and you know, in the last 10 years, we've come a long way. We had our meetings last week, and we look at where we are, and we kind of think back at where we've been, and you know, we've had some great progress, and I think, you know, more people are becoming aware of it. And you talk about the national teams, and you know, the draft just wrapped up not too long ago. That you see, you know, more and more Canadians getting drafted, and more guys getting drafted higher, and you know, I think the big thing is, you know, we've got that momentum and we just want to keep it going.
Jason, you're a very interesting guy. I got to be honest with you. One of the coolest things that I always wanted to do when I was a player is play for my country. You obviously got to do that in 2004 with Canada. You pitched. Now you are the 11th president, obviously, in Baseball Canada's 52-year history. Tell me where this ranks for you in your life. I know you're in politics, where you were. Now you're doing this. You obviously pitched in baseball. That's a pretty good life. Where does this rank?
Well, you know what? I mean, I think you hit on it. You talked about, you know, wanting to play for your country. And I think, you know, I think everybody does. And, you know, I think for Canadians, it's you know, even more special. And so having the opportunity to play for your country and you know, my time's come that you get to move on and help out in some other capacity to get involved from the board level and make sure our programs are still, you know, where they need to be and make sure they're sustainable and that, you know, the next generation get the opportunity to play for their country. That's kind of the driver. I was very fortunate to play Major League Baseball. I was even more fortunate, I guess, to get to the All-Star game. But, you know, if you ask me about it, I think the opportunity to play for your country at the Olympics is probably the number one experience for me. It's just, it's a different feel. It's maybe not as much, you know, on the business side. It's back to that raw emotion side. And Jeff, to your point, that's why I think you still see the guys getting involved. They've had an opportunity to do it, and it's a spot that's, you know, they hold near and dear, and they loved it so much that they want to give back and just hope that the next generation gets a crack at it.
Hey, Jason, with talk now that baseball and softball are going to be back in the Olympics, what impact does that have on Baseball Canada and its funding? It makes it easier to get government funding, does it not?
It definitely makes it easier to get government funding. The way that they set up their, criteria is, you know, being part of an Olympic sport. Or being an Olympic sport, you know, has some ranking points. Obviously, finishing or qualifying and then finishing at the Olympics has some others. So for us to get it back in, you know, funding-wise, you know, is a big piece. But I think even more so than that, it raises that profile for baseball again. And I think the spin-off funding that you'd get from some of that is more important. And again, it's just, you know, it's a big piece of that national program. I mean, World Championships and Pan Ams, I think, are phenomenal. But, you know, from an amateur standpoint or from a non, you know, Major League Baseball standpoint, that the Olympic experience for me is number one.
Given the fact that the sports development model in Canada in probably the past 15 years has gone, it seems, more towards getting money from the private sector. I think that really kicked off with the Winter Games in Vancouver. I could be wrong. It could have even been earlier than that. But how much of your job as president of Baseball Canada is going to be, you know, getting the message out to some of the movers and shakers in the Canadian business community, you know, making sure that sponsors are on board. Because there, as I said, there's a tremendous amount of loyalty to Baseball Canada on the part of sponsors and on the part of players and that. But at the same time, you've got to kind of maintain it and kind of massage that relationship because, you know, Jason, other sports are going to be looking for money and it can get to be competitive. How much of your job is going to be sort of almost defending the sponsorship turf that you guys have?
Well, I think with our enrollment increasing, you know, from a sponsorship standpoint and anybody that wants to become a sponsor, you know, obviously they're looking at, you know, when, with their sponsorship dollars, you know, what is the impact? And, you know, as we start to grow memberships, you know, as our organization in general gets higher in the rankings as far as where our national sports are ranked, that only helps the cause. I think, you know, as our profile starts to raise with, you know, obviously our connection to the Jays and as they do well and as baseball in Canada, you know, starts to gain some momentum, so do we. And I think, you know, it that is a big part of, you know, helping us along is, you know, from the president's role. I mean, we oversee the, you know, what the office staff is doing and we maintain it from a governance level, but it's really the office staff that drives some of those things. You know, you'd get a snippet of it, I guess, when you see the alumni banquet each year. That's you know, that Greg Hamilton does a lot of work and the rest of the staff do a lot of work for. You see some higher profile people there. So it's constant work. It's, you know, it's competitive, you know, on the baseball field, but like you said, it's competitive in the business world too. You're always fighting for those sponsorship dollars, and yeah, they are important, and we'll continue to work hard to maintain those and grow them.
Yeah, Jason, to further that point, does it make it easier with your job to say that you know, Canada's team, the Toronto Blue Jays, actually has Canadians on it playing a big part on the Blue Jays team? Does that make it easier for you?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, in Canada, we love our Canadian content, right? Whether it's on the radio or whether it's on the baseball field. I mean, it makes a big difference when you know, you got a Russ Martin and you got a Michael Saunders, and then, I think about, you know, Mike's three home run night the other night. Like, that's big news. And you know, we're a proud group, Canadians, so we love to see our own guys. I mean, we love to see all the guys from the Jays, but, you know, when there's a Canadian mixed in there, we really love that too. So, yeah, it is important.
Jason, very quickly before we let you run, what is the state of the game right now as far as registration is concerned?
You know what? We are looking at, we're still, you know, compiling numbers, but we're looking at somewhere right around that 20 to 25% increase of our membership. We had 120,000 last year, so we're going to see it jump again. Just in talking with local groups and some provincial levels, they've hit their capacity, you know, for this year and already thinking, you know, what am I going to do next year that I can create more teams and I need more coaches and I need more fields. So, I mean, it's mm-hmm. It's a really good problem to have.
Have you also found that, you know, much as we've seen in hockey and some other sports, you know, there's a danger that families get priced out of the sport because of the cost it takes, especially when you get to an elite level, when you start traveling and that. Is that something you're aware of? Is that an issue that Baseball Canada is concerned about, or have we kind of been able to keep that under control in Canada?
You know what? You're always keeping an eye on you know, the product that you're putting out there, and I think comparatively we do a really good job. You know, there are some that are pricey, and I think, you know, we do a good job of what we do. We're pretty limited as far as, you know, the equipment needs and some of the other things, but you're always keeping an eye on it, right? Because the biggest thing is you want to make it accessible to anyone, and you'd hate to start to price kids out because they couldn't afford to play, and we always work to try to find avenues to get them to play, and we've got different programs that help with that. So we're definitely very aware of it, and we don't want to price anybody out of our sport.